It's time for another StoryCorps segment marking the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no smoking ordinance, the first to be passed in any Kentucky city. Today we hear from the Urban County Councilman who played a pivotal role in the effort. Dr. David Stevens was an early supporter of the measure that would eventually become law, and Lexingtonian Kathy Tabb had her very own personal reasons to speak out in favor of a public no smoking ordinance. The two recently got a chance to reminisce about their respective efforts that began more than a decade ago.
I think the smoke-free policy people had a seminar one day, which I attended, and they convinced me at that the scientific evidence was such that passive smoke was dangerous. I thought, well, maybe we ought to do something about it.
I started getting interested because I am a cancer survivor. And I was volunteering with the American Cancer Society and started advocating just for health issues in general, not just cancers related to smoke. My friends kept saying to me, why are you doing that? You know, you don't smoke. Nobody in your family smokes. But we know that people who get cancer from cigarettes, we know that can happen and will happen. And I just didn't want somebody else to hear the words, you have cancer.
Lexington is a nice community. We have the highest level of education and the highest level of income in the state. And the people in Lexington are well-informed, and they care about our community. So the people on the task force, after reviewing all those evidence, became convinced that we needed to do something about it. So then we had them introduce the ordinance to ban smoking in public places. And those people were a great help and helped convince the council. And when the ordinance finally came up to vote, it passed 11 yeas, and there were a couple of people afraid to vote.
Yes, we had several that recused themselves. Yeah, I remember that. I remember going down and talking before the council. I remember there were two lines of people, because you had so many in the beginning, there were so many that wanted it to pass and so many that didn't. And they would be separated. And in the beginning, the lines for both went outside the doors. And we'd just take our turns going up. One pro would talk and one con would talk. And eventually, we wore them down. It wasn't about somebody's right to smoke or not. That's not what we were trying to do. I wasn't trying to tell somebody they couldn't smoke. I was just trying to tell them they couldn't make a workplace unsafe for somebody to work.
You know, it's this business of when they used to ask you when you went in a restaurant in Lexington, do you want smoking or non-smoking? Well, that's a farce, because the ventilation system spread the invisible carcinogens in the smoke all around the restaurant, whether you're sitting and smoking or non-smoking. And so that kind of...
Right, because it's in the air besides what you smell or see. I have friends who live in Woodford County, and she's very allergic to smoke, and she could not wait until it went into effect, because as you recall, even though it passed right away, it didn't go into effect because it got taken to the Kentucky Supreme Court, which was what made the fact that we here in Lexington were the first ones in the tobacco belt in the South that passed this, and we took it all the way up.
And I don't think if we took a vote of all the citizens right now, I bet you that they would support it 80 to 20.
Absolutely. And that was something else that other people didn't think was right, because they didn't vote for it. The council voted for it. And the Supreme Court did bring that out, that it was your job as the council to protect the health of the people in the city.
Well, I'm grateful that the public endorsed what the Urban County Council of Lexington Fayette government did, and I'm happy that I was able to participate in some of that.
Former Urban County Councilman Dr. David Stevens and cancer survivor Kathy Tabb talking about Lexington's historic no-smoking ordinance. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing their StoryCorps audio with us. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at the same time here on WUKY.